Most of the hostage families are against resuming the war. Most of the Israeli public is against resuming the war. Why is your government doing it?
None of the so-called facts you just stated are correct. Some families are against. I don't judge the families, not at all. But looking about Israeli strategy, we cannot have Hamas stay in Gaza. We're not going to leave our sons and grandchildren to deal with their sons and grandchildren. We're going to end this now.
How are you going to end
it? We're going to conquer Gaza, and we're going to work together with our American allies in starting the Trump plan for
ethnic cleansing. But a lot of people would say.
A lot of people would say, I don't care about what a lot of people would say. I care about what we say. I care about our interests.
Netanyahu has his own priorities. It looks as if the hostages are not the top of his priorities. And this is why things are not being done the way the majority of Israelis would have wanted it to be done.
It has been proven that only military pressure brings a good deal.
A year and a half of very intense war with a lot of civilian casualties in Gaza shows that it's not possible to militarily alone defeat Hamas.
A year and a half under the Biden administration that forced us to fight Hamas with one hand, but to feed them with the other. So I can tell you that now the war is going to be handled in a totally different way with the Trump administration, with the backing of America. Trump himself said numerous times that all hell should break on Gaza if they're not bringing back all hostages.
What does unleashing hell look like? I mean, you've already seen under, as you say, the Biden administration, daily death tolls of around 300, 400 people a day.
You will see exactly what it means.